Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. That's Chrissy McVeigh on vocals there. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Janet Christie is our guest, our good friend. Janet Christie with a C-H and a Y on the end, C-H on the beginning there. The founder and president of Leverage and Development, author of 101 Winning Marketing Actions for Small Businesses, and also capitalizing on being woman-owned. Janet, thanks again for being here. You're helping us understand how to become a little more sophisticated, a little more intentional about the people that when we're trying to get business, especially the bigger a customer is. This is one of the big mistakes a lot of small business owners make. They don't know how larger companies work.
Right, and we were talking about BMW and how they have a certain standard, and if you want to sell to them, which they have a very strong program to work with to purchase from all small businesses, but particularly women and minority-owned businesses.
Right.
They actually set goals for themselves about how much they will spend, and they set goals, or they expect and require reporting from their tier one suppliers about how much they will spend with small women and minority mm-hmm. and veteran-owned businesses. So,
and the charity has to report back to them how they did on their metrics.
Yes.
So that they have to tell somebody no.
Right.
They don't get to give money to everybody. They can't give money to everybody.
No, they can't.
And so they reevaluate every year, don't they?
Yes. Oh yes, and sometimes they'll reevaluate in the middle of the year if things are not quite going the way that it should. So. Their tier one suppliers are set because they actually, you know, do engineering with them, because BMW doesn't build cars at their plant. They assemble cars.
Mm-hmm.
So they get big pieces and parts from these other people that are their tier one suppliers. But all these people want to do business with small business. They're measured on that. But they are going to expect a certain level, certain standard in order to do business with those people. So if you're going to do business with BMW, the door is open. But if you come in and don't act appropriate, you can't take advantage of that diversity initiative.
The term I use is world class.
Yes.
BMW is world class.
Yes.
And I had the privilege of working for three world class organizations in my career, and part of those assignments, I spent a lot of time in New York City. If you hang out in New York City, you'll learn what world class looks like. If you when you call on these corporations, if you'll just pay attention to what they want from you, you'll see what world class looks like. And back to the soup thing, Janet, when they're you talked about in the earlier segment that BMW doesn't want any vendor being able to offer their wares inside of their museum, it's got to be the best. They feel the same way about the people who are bidding on their work. If you don't come across with these companies like you're capable within your means, you don't have to be like them, but you got to make them think that you're a little version of them. If you can't do that, you're not going to get the business, even if you do have the low price.
No, that's true. They don't.
They don't have time. They don't have time to mess around with you.
And a BMW is not the lowest priced car. It's not.
That's right.
You know, it's not the car that the mass majority buys. So
mm-hmm.
you've got to appeal to BMW, not to the mass majority. But when you're talking about selling to government, it's like a whole different world. And in that case, you've got to know who the end user is, who the person taking the bid is, and you know, that they're really the policeman, the rule keeper.
Right.
And you've got to know who's going to make the financial decision, because very often it's a committee that makes the decision
right.
about purchasing. Some people are looking at the specs, you know, the performance of the product or the service, and other people are looking at the financial side of it. If you don't understand all that, you can't expect to sell to people, to government, just because you're a small business or just because you're a veteran-owned business.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to know the different piece parts to it. Now, I'm making it sound complicated, but it's not that complicated, because once you know them, then everything that will steer everything you do and how you do it.
But it's just that impression though is so important with these bigger companies, and now you got to have the goods. You can't just be superficial, but they're going to look at you differently than your peers, your small business peers do, and they're not going they're not going to let you get away with the good old boy stuff.
No, and it's also just human nature. If you take the time to understand your customer, that is flattering.
Yep.
And they also know that you'll help them get to where they need to be.
And if you don't know how to be world-class when you're dealing with these companies, whether you're asking them for business or for a donation, you bet you need to find somebody who can help you. That's what Janet does. There are other people out there in your area. Find somebody who knows what world-class is and get them to help you. What do you think, Janet?
Absolutely. And let me give one other piece of advice. Don't pay for marketing research or somebody to help you develop and then put that report on the shelf and forget about it.
Right. Well said. Hey, Janet, I need the website one more time.
Leverageanddevelopment.com.
Good job today. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
We love having you here. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages, 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.